It's Check on Stores. We're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast is calling for a mostly cloudy day today, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Highs this afternoon near 70. We'll check in with Dan Henry in a few minutes and get the full details on our tri-state forecast. Housatonic students are going to become worldly travelers thanks to donations. Once again, students from Housatonic Valley Regional High School have travel opportunities of their lifetimes thanks to an ambitious group that realized the importance of giving them such experiences. Due to the success of fundraising, 43 juniors will head to Japan during the April break. Another 22 will go to Scotland and Ireland this summer, with an additional 15 to the Galapagos Islands. The High School International Travel Club hosted Friday's wine and dinner and auction held on the lawn of the White Hart Inn. The event brought together 157 guests. Denise Cohen, who is thrilled with the donations brought in from the sponsors, hoping the total would reach $60,000. A total of $43,000 was raised to date. She said the aim was to give every child who wanted to participate a chance. Students are committed to help fundraise in order to take part. Quote, in 2018, we had six kids going, end quote. Now, look at the numbers. The animal shelter will rebuild at the same spot in Cornwall after 2 years of exploring the future of a home site. The board at the Little Guild Animal Shelter, the Goshen Sharon Turnpike, decided to build a new facility at the same location. The executive director and board treasurer attended Tuesday's meeting of the Board of Selectmen to request $50,000 to $75,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to put towards the project. While there, they gave an overview of what the plans are for the new shelter. The goal is the board to raise $4 million, and a sizable portion has already been pledged, with a large amount coming from the Robert Rosenheim Foundation. But there's also an uncertainty about construction and supply costs, so a rigorous capital campaign is continuing. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway asked about the time frame for the project. They said they hope to go out to bid by the end of the year and start work in 2023. Selectman endorsed the plan and agreed to send the request to the American Rescue Plan Act Cornwall Committee when the next portion of funding is received. The Kent Land Trust official has resigned, seeking a clerical job. Land Use Administrator Donna Hayes submitted her expected resignation letter effective October 7th. However, the Board of Selectmen learned September 15th that she hopes to continue serving the town of Kent as an assistant in the same office. Ty Kern, who was hired earlier this month to replace Hayes, presented an updated job description for the clerical role in the office and requested that it be upgraded to Assistant Land Use Administrator. First Selectman Jean Speck expressed reservations about the change. She sees the job as an entry-level position into municipal government, and she questioned why the requirement was included to be a certified zoning official with the Connecticut Association of Zoning Enforcement Officials. She said it takes 3 years to become certified, and that would narrow the pool of applicants. Kern explained that the settlement was changed to include elevated standards that she said are more in line with the 2021 state legislation that will require zoning enforcement officers to be trained and certified if appointed after January 1st, 2023. You've heard about that Trump lawsuit. Well, it turns out Hudson Valley Properties are at the center of the Attorney General's accusations. The schemes played out by the Trump facilities, according to the Attorney General's office across the county, including three high-fold properties in Hudson Valley, from Seven Springs Estate in Bedford, North Castle and Newcastle, Trump National Golf Club in Westchester, in Briarcliff Manor, and Trump National Golf Club, Hudson Valley in Stormville. James is seeking $250 million in penalties, which the lawsuit was equal to the financial benefits amassed through fraudulent business practices, according to the lawsuit. The Berkshire Athenaeum is now a fine-free library. Circulation Department Supervisor Catherine Consoletti said the library's semi-annual fine amnesty events in April and November proved that the library patrons will return overdue library materials if they can do so without penalty. The library continues to require those who return damaged items or fail to return items pay the cost of their replacement. The 9th Annual Berkshire Pottery Tour will feature 12 Southern Berkshire artisans. For the 9th year in a row, potterers in the Southern Berkshire area will be opening their studios to the public 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th for the annual Berkshire Pottery Tour. More information is available at their website, which is berkshirepotterytour.com. Area town meetings this week. First of all, a couple of cancellations. Salisbury Board of Education meeting scheduled for today has been canceled due to lack of a quorum. The next regular meeting will be held October 24th. The September 26th Ancrum Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be rescheduled in observance of Rosh Hashanah. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets at 5:30 tonight. Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow at 5:30. In Salisbury, coming up on Tuesday, the Salisbury Republican Town Committee at 5 p.m., North Canaan on Tuesday, ZBA regular meeting will happen at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, a town meeting will be held September 28th at 7 p.m. at the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department on Route 7. In Cornwall tonight at 7 o'clock, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is via Zoom. Tomorrow, Economic Development Commission meeting via Zoom. In Kent coming up today, the Northwest Connecticut Transit District Board of Directors special meeting will be held at 8:30 this morning. Village of Millerton has their regular meeting coming up at 6 p.m. Tomorrow in Dover, the Trails Committee meeting is at 7 to 8:30 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday, the Town Board regular meeting in Dover, 6:30 till 8 p.m. Save Sharon Hospital Community Roundtables will be taking place this week, Thursday, September 29th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library, Wardell Community Room, and Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton. And Save the Sharon Hospital also has planned a rally to Save Sharon Hospital on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. at the Sharon Town Green. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken with a regular menu, a dinner specials nightly Monday through Friday, and also a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 29,590.41, the Nasdaq at 10,867.93, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 3,613.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.